This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's something we all do but rarely talk about, yet it can have a huge impact on our comfort, our confidence, and even our health. And this month, we're launching a brand new Drive segment. It's all about pelvic health, and each month, we'll chat with experts from Pelvic Health Melbourne to raise awareness, bust some myths, and give you simple, practical tips to better understand our bodies. So joining us today is pelvic health physiotherapist Alex Lopez, here to help us with a subject that might sound cheeky, but is actually incredibly important: how to poo properly. Yes, there is a right way. Alex, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. I'm very excited to be here.
I am too. And to be talking about this topic that we often don't talk about, but what exactly is going on, I suppose, mechanically inside us when we get up in the morning and we go to the toilet?
Good question. So ideally what's happening is we get the urge to stool or the urge to poo, and then ideally we're responding to that urge within a reasonable time. If we leave that too long, the stool will just sit there and often dry out, and sometimes we miss the response to go. And then the ideal, that's stuff we're not often taught as kids. We're going to sit on the toilet, we're going to be leaning forwards, and we're ideally going to be billowing our stomach. So I'll ask all your listeners now to imagine they're on the toilet now, and imagine they're pushing. So what would they do if they push? Well, if you could grab your hand and put it on your tummy. Mm-hmm. So if you push now, when you push, does your stomach go out or suck in?
It sort of sucks in.
There we go. So the correct mechanics is to push out. So if we're sucking in, we're actually tightening our poop hole.
Oh, really? So we should be pushing out?
Yes, absolutely. So the idea is a push out helps billow and relax the pelvic floor muscles better. Mm-hmm. So I say to our kids, it's like a balloon through a chute, a ball through a basketball chute. If the chute's too small, it's not going to go through. And with 40% of Australian population experiencing bowel issues, a lot of it is, so 40% of those with constipation alone, it's defecatory dysfunction. They're just not relaxing properly.
So can we go through that again? So we sit down, and absolutely, are you saying we should be leaning forward? So not
lean forward,
right? Lean forward.
Lean forward. Lean forward straightens the poo chute. So it helps relax the muscle,
right,
which hooks around the actual poo chute. And then what we're going to do when we're actually pushing or just relaxing, we make sure we billow out, don't suck in. So the concept of the stomach coming out and the ribs going wide. So if you're listening having trouble, put your thumb in your mouth and you blow. So it's a bit weird. You put your thumb in your mouth and you blow, and you get that feeling. That's a Valsalva feeling. We don't want you to Valsalva, but we want you to get that sense of whilst you breathe, that sense of a bear down, but whilst your pelvic floor muscles.
So it's like your tummy does a bit of a puffer fish thing.
Correct. We say fat like Shrek, push the belly out, relax the ribs nice and wide, and then we want to get a nice bear down. So that is effective poo positioning. And interestingly, 40% of those with constipation in Australia have an ineffective pooing mechanics.
So effectively 40% of us could be wasting money on all sorts of things that we don't need to buy and remedies when we're just doing it incorrectly.
It's amazing. We call it a plug problem. So I get so many patients come through and say, I've got slow transit. Now, they may indeed have slow transit through the bowel, but if your plug's not emptying, that's going to slow the whole system down. So it's fascinating. The other way to look at it, Warren, is if your poos are skinny, that's an indication that your butt musculature is a little bit too tight. So if you get your pointer finger and just make an O with your thumb, the tip of your thumb, so use your pointer finger. Everyone at home do the same. Grab the thumb. That's about the diameter your poo should be, 20 to 50 cents.
So we're not making spaghetti.
Correct. I have so many patients, again, they've got these really skinny, short chipolatas coming out. And what we want is a nice, long log. And it's okay if it sinks or swim. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
That's not relevant. No, that's all about fibre tie. That doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter if it's a submarine or not.
Nah, does not matter. Then there's pasty poos. We'll talk about that in a sec. But your diameter is really important. That's an indication of how tight you are. Oh. And some of us are just gripping our pelvic floor all the time, so that contributes to its inability to relax.
Alex, what happens if we're in the habit, and I don't do this, but some people, you know, they take their phone to the toilet and use it as an opportunity to do whatever they need to do. I imagine to be looking at my phone, I'd have to be sort of more upright.
Look, it depends on the person. And for a lot of us, you can sit on the toilet as long as you're nice and relaxed and it comes out naturally. The idea, urge to stall or urge to motion, the interesting, the average is around 3 minutes, you know, from sit to woe to go. So it really, if it comes naturally and you're not having to strain, I'm happy. What we see is patients sitting for up to 45 minutes straining multiple times a day, and their plug just won't relax.
What happens if you're the opposite and you're going too often, like it's too easy?
Awesome. So there's a couple of things there. So it could be an urgency pattern. Mm-hmm. So if we go, now that could be a food sensitivity or something else gut related, but sometimes we start to develop urgency with the bowel as well. So too many is more than three times a day. So if you're going much more, it could be a bowel irritant, coffee, Coke, artificial sugars, all of those might irritate your bowel.
Artificial sugars are awful.
Yeah, they can be nasty, both for bladder and bowel. It could just be those. But if you've got an issue, it's interesting, you just actually hold it.
Oh.
It's like urgency with the bladder. It is a dysfunction. It means that you're getting the urge to stool where it's just sampling when it shouldn't normally set off. And what's happening in your bowel is you're getting the muscle relaxing, the stool goes into the anal canal and you go, here it comes. Whereas for us, we shouldn't even feel it unless it's a nice solid amount. So there's all the mechanics behind the poo process.
Alex, hang on a second. I'm just going to hang on. Just going back to the studio now. No, I'm
no, I love it.
No, I'm in the studio. You're listening to Drive, and we're kicking off a brand new monthly segment on pelvic health. That was the solid one at the end, with physiotherapist Alex Lopez from Pelvic Health Melbourne. Today we're talking all about bowel habits, what's normal, what's not, and how a simple shift in how we sit can make a big difference. Alex, it's winter. A lot of us are feeling perhaps a bit sluggish. How much does the cold weather or the diet play into that gut movement?
Definitely diet can only, it's often, it's more the exercise. Mm. So movement helps motility for our gut.
Right.
Stodge food can affect us if it affects you. So if you find the heavier foods over winter slow the gut down, that's the effect that it'll have on you. But generally, good gut health is about regular eating, exercise, and good hydration.
Alex,
and not holding the urge to go.
So don't hold it. So go. Okay. So let's go through it once more. We're in the toilet. We sit down. Yep. We went out. Yep. We put our hands on. We lean forward. We put our hands.
Elbows on our knees.
So that far forward.
That's how far forward. That far. Because you think of the third world countries, they're squatting. We want to mimic the squat position as much as we can. So way forwards. Belly relax. Knees wide.
Yep.
Very elegant. Inside and then just relax. If it happens, fabulous.
Okay.
If it doesn't, push the belly out gently, widen the ribs, and action should just happen.
Alex, I love it. When I hope no one comes into the studio right now. When should we seek professional help?
Anyone. So what normal is, we should be going between three times a week to three times a day. Your stool should come out ideally in the 3 minutes, and it should be a 20 to 50 cent piece.
You don't want to time it though, do you? Because that could make you anxious.
No, you don't, because you could be relaxed. It's the time to onset of urge. So it's from when it starts to finish.
Okay.
That's the timing. But some people are sitting there and relaxing, and that's all okay. And then I want a good length. We want it not too pasty. So I'll talk about that in a sec. Uh-huh. And so any dysfunction outside of that and that you're concerned about it, definitely go and see someone. But try these simple tricks, the mechanics. Just sit forwards, below the stomach, and see if that helps the mechanics of you going.
Now, you mentioned pasty. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I want to talk about this. It's fabulous. We put out a pasty poo post 2 years ago. It went viral, particularly in the States. It's the stuff that sticks to the side, skiddy marks and excessive wiping.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got so many patients that, oh, my gosh. And some of my patients say, look, I'm soiling, and they're freaking out about it.
It's like a McDonald's flurry or something. Like one of those things.
Fluffy, and it's like 10 wipes. You get it and you just keep it coming.
And
it's that terrible.
There's only a little bit of toilet paper left.
And so all that is, if you think of it, it's like toothpaste or peanut butter. It goes through the canal, sticks to the sides, and then afterwards, within the hour of going or half an hour, it can ooze out with some people and they get skitties on the undies. They panic. They think they've got, oh, my God, I've got a problem. All they have to do is bulk up their poo, increase their fiber intake, or take a Metamucil, Benefiber, speak to their pharmacist, or just put the skins on your vegetables, have a little bit more high fiber foods, fixes the problem.
Oh, the peanut butter's gone.
Uh-huh. It's more, we've got a Teflon coated sausage. Out it goes, no wipes. So normal wipes, honestly, I've researched so much stuff.
I don't know.
I've done studies. I teach a lot around Australia.
Yeah.
I've often asked the cohort of my students, and sort of the average is about 3 to 4 wipes. When you're getting to 7 to 10, you know it's sticky and pasty.
Oh, that's annoying when that happens, particularly if you're out somewhere.
Or in those toilets. You know those toilets that have that really slow release? And the toilet paper comes out in, you know, 2 or 3.
Oh, one
little,
at a time.
Little squares at a time.
I'm glad we're talking. Brett from Byron Bay says, thank you so much for this amazing segment. I've learnt so much already that I had no idea that I didn't know. How fabulous. There you go. See, we all want to talk about it. We were just all too scared to talk about it. Yeah. Alex, are there any sort of, gadgets or tools we should be using? Like, should we be using a stool to raise our feet off the ground? Would that make a difference?
For some people, that can help. But I find, particularly for those assigned male at birth, often they've got stiff hips. Mm. And so I find the stool actually makes them more uncomfortable. The forward lean, if your knees, your feet can comfortably reach the floor, is normally enough. For kids, we'll often slump because they can't reach the floor.
Right, okay. I can't wait to go to the toilet tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. And it's always for me, I say to you, just try, get some phone books, old-fashioned phone books, sorry. I'm sure I'm doing my age. Get whatever you can under your feet to see, does that make it better if you have your knees higher, and are you comfortable? But it's knees high and lean forwards, because we want to mimic that squat position. It is the most optimum to relaxing the horseshoe muscle that hooks around the actual colon or the bowel.
And so we can create something that we could probably sculpt from if we wanted to. We need to add more fibre if we've got the pasty stuff.
Pasty poos increase your fibre. It's as simple as that.
Alex, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait till next we chat about our next topic next month.
We've got so much. Bladder next month. Urgency. It's not always about pelvic floor. Sometimes you've got a bladder dysfunction.
Alex, great to chat
with
you.
That's all we're going to cover.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's Alex Lopez, pelvic health physiotherapist at Pelvic Health Melbourne. Check out their website for more info.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.